stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
WMUC-FM, College Park.
Into flashing colors everywhere, silver screens with pretty ladies, heedless of the blinding glare, burning, burning sound sensations, crystal teardrops you will find, sirens churning, feet are dancing, kaleidoscope of the mind. It's called a light show. Everywhere, people moving on the ceiling, sweating lines that go nowhere. See the band with twisted faces, bending endless notes in time, pushing buttons, shaking their hair, shoulder length approaching mine.
It's weird, man. It's colors. Strange noises, weird things, time, space, moving.
The U.S. Defense Department is funding research into battlefield robots that power themselves by eating human corpses. Now listen to what the Pentagon is calling them. Energetically autonomous tactical robots. The acronym is EATR, E-A-T-R. Our military, Steve, is developing an army of human flesh-eating robots. We're racing into a end-time beast system. And if you turn on Christian television and Christian radio, or you go to your typical church, they're living in another century. There's no awareness that any of this stuff is presently under construction. And so all these things that we're talking about, it may sound overwhelming to people, but our own military is building an army of human flesh-eating robots, which will be connected to a global brain. If you do not conform to the requirements of this new society, they're going to send a robot to your house to eat you for lunch. Now, that may sound extremely radical, but that's where they're taking it. They will reduce the human population. You will conform.
Thank you. caught a messing around with another man. Yes, I'm going down to shoot my lady, 'cause I caught her messing around with another man.
It off. I really don't know why. For now each time I kiss it, I get bloodstains on my tie. I'm sorry now I killed you, for our love was something fine. Until they come to get me, I shall hold your hand in mine.
Oh, headphones working now. Pushed the wrong button. And that was Tom Lehrer there. And the song is I Hold Your Hand in Mine. A little bit of cannibalism there. For more Fake Out, I got Sebastian here, and I'm going to play Frank Zappa that he hasn't heard before.
Yeah, which song is this?
It's called Genius in France.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I will push the button.
I'm not the brightest crayon in the box. Everyone says I'm dumber than a bag of rocks. I may not be the sharpest hunk of cheese. I got a negative number on my SATs.
I'm not good looking, and I don't know how to dance.
But nevertheless, and in spite of the evidence, I am so widely considered to be a
genius in France, genius in France, genius in France. People say I'm a geek, a moronic little freak, an annoying pipsqueak with an unfortunate physique. If I was any dumber, they'd have to water me twice a week. But when the mademoiselles see me, they all swoon and shriek. They dig my mystique, they think I'm say magnifique. When I'm in Paris,
I'm the chicest of the chic.
They love my body odor and my bad toupee. They love my stripey shirt and my stupid beret.
And when I'm sipping on a Perrier in some cafe down in Saint-Tropez, it's hard to keep the fans at bay.
They say, sign my poodle, see who play. Sign my poodle, see who play. Poodle, poodle. Short of a casserole, a few buttons missing on my remote control, a few fries short of a heavy meal. I couldn't pour water out of a booth with instructions on the heel. Instructions on the heel. Instructions on the heel. But when I'm in Provence, I get free croissants. Yeah, I'm the guy every French lady wants. And if you ask them why, you're bound to get this response.
He's a genius in France, genius in France.
That's right.
He's a genius in France, genius in France.
You know it.
He's a genius in France, genius in France, genius in France.
I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. The folks in France, they don't seem to agree. They say, bonjour, monsieur. Oui,
Would you take the picture with me? I say wee-wee.
That's right.
I say wee-wee.
Wee-wee. He says wee-wee.
I'm dumber than a box of hair, but those Frenchies don't seem to care. Don't know why I'm on France, but they love me there. I'm a genius in France. I'm a genius in France.
Gonna make a big splash when I show up in Cannes. Gonna make those Frenchies scream. Use a man, use a man, use a man.
Like a fine Renoir.
Wah!
I got that je ne sais quoi.
Wah!
Like a fine Renoir.
Ooh la la!
I got that je ne sais
quoi. Quoi, 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 quoi.
I'm a taco short of a combo plate, but by some twist of fate all the frogs think I'm great. Oh, the men all faint and the women scream, they like me more than heavy cream. When I'm in Versailles, I'm a popular guy. My oh my, I'm as French as apple pie. They think I'm awfully witty, a riot and a half. When I tell a stupid joke, they laugh and laugh. People in France have lots of attitude. They're snotty and rude, they like disgusting food. But when they see me, they just come unglued. They think that I am one happening dude. Bow, 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 bow. I'm about as sharp as a bowling ball, but they like me better than Charles de Gaulle. Entrez nous, it's very true. The room temperature's higher than my IQ. But they love me more than Gerard Depardieu. How did this happen?
I don't have a clue.
I'm not the quickest tractor on the farm. I don't have any skills or grace or charm. And most people look at me like I'm all covered with ants. But I'm a genius in France. Genius in France. Genius in France.
And I'm never going back. I'm never going back. I'm never, 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 never going back home again. I'm tearing up my return flight ticket. Gonna tell the folks back home where they can't stick it. 'Cause I'm never going back. I'm never going back. I'm never going back.
The girls back home never gave me a chance, but I sure enough got them frogs in some kind of trance. And I'm aware that it's the most improbable circumstance. But wait, googly moogly, I'm a genius in France. Every Frenchie that I meet just can't wait to kiss my feet.
Get in line, pucker up, toot sweet.
Bow diddy, bow diddy, bow diddy.
I'm getting even more famous by the hour. I'm stuffed with pastries and drunk with power. Now they're putting up a statue by the Eiffel Tower. A little more to the left, boys. A little more to the left. A little more to the left, boys. A little more to the left. The biggest dork there is alive. My mom picked out my clothes for me till I was 35.
And I forgot to mention, I'm not even welcome at the Star Trek convention.
But the Frenchies think that my poop don't stink.
Genius and Friends.
Say, would you pass the Grey Poupon? Merci beaucoup.
Oh, well, Sebastian wasn't fooled. I told him it was Frank Zappa. But he said, is that Weird Al Yankovic? And I said yes. So I couldn't fool him. And The Genius in France is, drum roll, Jerry Lewis. It's a story about Jerry Lewis, who in France they consider him a genius.
So I thought it was just a joke on the French, just dumping on them.
It's making fun of the French, and it's also making fun of Jerry Lewis. And Jerry Lewis and the French together.
Oh, and what was the story of Jerry Lewis and the French, you know?
Okay, well, he was a famous comedian, did movies in the 1960s with Dean Martin and other people. Lots of physical comedy. And he goes, nya, 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 nice lady. I don't know if you're familiar with any of that, but he did that. And in France, he's considered a genius. Or he was considered a genius.
Because the way he acted in his comedy?
They respected him as a movie director, as an actor, and as a comedian.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I guess that's nice.
And a tribute there from Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, so it's a tribute?
Yes. Well, a tribute, a parody, altogether.
So, and you know, like, for some artists, it's a privilege to be parodied by Weird Al?
Most artists appreciate being parodied by Weird Al. In fact, there's a story about, it was kind of a publicity stunt. Lady Gaga had she had a song called Born This Way.
Yeah.
And Weird Al did a parody of it, and he made a big fancy video to go with it. And they started a rumor that Lady Gaga didn't like it and that she was going to sue him and have a, you know, say you can't record this, you can't display this on television. But in reality, Lady Gaga loved it, and it was a false rumor that was dug up for publicity.
So I'm just wondering, what was the... I don't think Weird Al is active anymore, or is he?
Yeah, I think he still does stuff.
I'm just looking for his last song. Oh, so he has something from as recent as last year. He has Polkamania.
Polkamania?
I wonder what... Oh, and he also has, like, I'll Sue You.
I don't know what that is. You want to give it a try?
Yeah.
Let's play that a little bit. Okay, start that up.
I went there and it sucked! Yeah!
pizza 30 seconds late. I'm gonna sue, sue, yes, I'm gonna sue. They never told me not to shove that double A right up my nose. I sued Home Depot because they sold me a hammer, which they knew I might drop on my toes. I sued Dell Computers because I took a bath with my laptop. Now it doesn't work. I sued Fruit of the Loom because when I wear the tidy whities on my head, I look like a jerk. I sued Verizon because I get all depressed anytime my cell phone is roaming. I sued Colorado because, you know, I think it looks a little bit too much like Wyoming. I sued Neiman Marcus because they put up their Christmas decorations way out of season. I sued Ben Affleck. Oh, do I even need a reason? Oh, if I sprain my ankle while I'm robbing your place, if I hurt my knuckles when I punch you in the face, I'm gonna sue, sue. Yes, I'm gonna sue. I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money. I'll sue ya if you even look at me funny. I'll sue ya. I'll take all your money. I'll sue ya if you even look at me funny. I'll sue ya. I'll sue ya. What y'all think of that? I'll sue ya.
So, yeah, what do you think about that song?
I'm not that familiar with Rage Against the Machine, but it sounds, it's, I don't know, I guess it sort of sounds like them from what I remember. I don't remember much.
But do you like this song? Just like in a vacuum? You're not a fan?
It's okay.
And this is the, I think this is one of the songs they borrowed the most.
Okay, this is the real Rage Against the Machine. We'll play for comparison.
So this is Killing in the Name.
Now you do what they told you.
now you do what they told ya. And 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 now you do what they told ya. Those who died are justified. But wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died, but wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Those who died are justified. But wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those who died, but wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 Justified, but wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died, but wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Those who died are justified, but wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. You're justified. Those that died, but wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Come on.
Okay, comparison complete. The real Rage Against the Machine.
So, what do you think? Do you think Weird Al goes... It's kind of mimics the Rage Against the Machine style, or...?
Yeah, he's very good at mimicking. And it's all in the name of fun and parody.
And also, like, it is part of the album Straight Out of Lynwood.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a parody of Straight Out of Compton, and Lynwood is right next to Compton.
Okay.
So, kind of a spot-on parody, I guess. But something I noticed about Weird Al is that a lot of his songs are kind of PG.
PG, you mean...
Family-friendly.
Oh. Family-friendly?
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, compared to the original styles of some of the artists he parodies, I feel like... Or a bit tame.
Well, I guess you could say that when he's getting into 21st century music, where you have hip hop with, you know, themes that are not suitable for children, he maybe tones it down a little bit.
I mean, this song "Rage Against Killing in the Name" by Rage Against the Machine, it has, like, the original version has a lot of cursing, and it's very aggressive. But his version is not as aggressive, or I don't think he has many. Has he ever chorused in one of his songs?
Not that I know of.
So yeah, he's a bit tame, but all of his songs are. I like them. I think his most, at least to me, his most iconic one is when he parodied Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Feels like. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it's for Nirvana. So...
Well, I mean, I know the Nirvana song, but I don't know the
Weird Al. No. He even got the same extras from the original video for his video. He was that committed to it. So, instead of "it smells like Teen Spirit," is "it smells like Nirvana."
Oh, okay.
So it's one of his most famous ones. I don't know, how long have he been around?
Oh, a long time. I think he started in the 1970s. He's been around for a long time.
Because for me, it's just like Weird Al is like very 90s to me, but again, I am not familiar with all his discography. So from the 1970s, 50 years.
Well, I think I did see him in somewhere around 1980 or so. I saw him in Alexandria, Virginia at the old Torpedo Factory Club.
Ooh.
It was there were several bands playing, and Weird Al Yankovic was the headliner at the end, and the song I remember him performing was Yoda, which I hadn't heard. The Yoda is a parody of the song Lola by the Kinks.
So, let me see. So, this is the song.
Yoda, yep.
Yoda.
It's pretty funny.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
Do you want the music video or this one with this video or just playing?
Okay. Listeners can't hear the video, but we can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, start that up.
I met them in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A soda. I saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him his name and in a raspy voice he said Yoda. Y-O-D-A Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda. Laughing around but I ain't ever seen a guy who looks like a Muppet but he's wrinkled and green. Oh my Yoda.
Yeah.
Yoda by Weird Al Yankovic. You tangled up there?
Yeah, I don't think I can. I am hearing you.
You don't hear me? Oh, the headphones ain't working.
Yeah. So that's why I'm trying to see which headphones I have. I think I took the wrong ones.
Oh, okay. While you untangle yourself, I'm going to start the a Beatles cover. Or over here.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the mice in the church. Eleanor Rigby raises the price, chops up the ice.
Eleanor
Rigby looks for the light, but I'm trying to sing a song. All I want to do is do Eleanor. I'll do it myself. Oh, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby eats all the rice in the church where her wedding had been. No, not eats all the rice. Eleanor Rigby picks up the dice, raises the price, chops up the ice, traffics in vice. Oh, no. Kills all the mice in the church. So that would be cruel. Maybe I better start again. Eleanor Rigby picked up the rice in the church where her wedding had been. Lives in a dream, waits by the window, wearing a face that she keeps in the jar by the door. That's strange. Most of my friends wear their faces on their head. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father McKenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one is near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What a weird old priest this guy is. First he writes a sermon for a bunch of deaf people, and he turns off the lights in his room and darns socks. Can't you just hear him in the dark with those sharp needles? Knit one, ouch, and purl two, ooh, knit one, ouch, purl two, ouch. No wonder they call him the Band-Aid Bishop. Oh, the song. No one's to care, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the bony people, no, all the ornery, all the ugly people, pugly reeple, I'm a creeple, a go climb a steeple, no, oh, where do they all belong? Eleanor Rigby, Catherine Figby, Gwendolyn Bugley, Bugby, let's go play rugby, Madeline Snagby, Clustering Hugby, Harriet Gentry, Victor Borgi, Liberace, Thomas Dewey, Rudy Valley, Mike Mazurki, Albuquerque, have some jerky, you're a turkey. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Speaking of churches, did you hear about the religious skunk who went to church each Sunday and sat in his own pew? Did you hear about the frustrated duck? He couldn't get his down up. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hand as he works from the grave. There's that funky McKenzie guy again. Not only he writes punk sermons and louses up his socks, but he can't even throw dirt straight. You dig 16 ton and what do you get? Filthy! Ready for the biz bag. Oh, look at all the lonely people. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Oh, my little hand.
Lather was 30 years old today. They took away all of his toys. His mother sent newspaper clippings to him about his old friends who'd stopped being boys. Seagreens. There was Howard Seagreen, just turned 33. His leather chair waits at the bank. And Sergeant Dow Jones, 27 years old, commanding his very own tank. But Lather still finds it a nice thing to do, to lie about nude in the sand, drawing pictures of mountains that look like bumps, and thrashing the air with his hands. But wait, whole Lather's productive, you know. He produces the finest of sound, putting drumsticks on either side of his nose, snorting the best licks in town. But that's all over. Lather was 30 years old today, and lather came foam from his tongue. He looked at me, eyes wide, and plainly say, "Is it true that I'm no longer young?" And the children call him famous, what the old men call insane. And sometimes he's so nameless that he hardly knows what game to play, which words to say. And I should have told him, "No, you're not old," and I should have let him go on smiling. Baby,
gonna be me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Kamala's never gonna be me in November. Hey, Macarena.
Hi. Kamala's never gonna be me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Kamala's never gonna be me in November. Hey, Macarena.
Hi.
When I dance, I do the Macarena. Shake it on the trail like campaign now. They all love me, cause I'm Don T. And every good American wants me. Votes for me, Joe just beat on himself the third time this week. Votes for me, Joe just beat on himself the third time this week. Kamala's never gonna be me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Kamala's never gonna be me in November. Hey, Macarena. Kamala's never gonna be me in November. Donald's gonna make the country better than you can remember. Kamala's never gonna be me in November. Hey, Macarena. Macarena, 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 hey. Macarena, 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 hey. Macarena, 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 hey. Macarena, 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 hey.
I like my suitcase. I like my suitcase, suitcase. I like my suitcase. I like my suitcase, suitcase. I like my suitcase.
Okay, I don't know what's going on here. What the hell was that?
I have to let it play while I was looking at the other song, just to be sure it was like radio safe.
Oh, okay. I don't see any bad. Okay, you hit the dump button if it says a bad word.
Okay, I am just going to play this. It's very short.
Biden is asleep. Kamala is at a dance party with Beyonce. Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Beyonce, 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 Beyonce. Party with Beyonce. Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce. Dance party with Beyonce.
I miss the old Kanye. I miss the old Kanye. As the president, niggas gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit easy. Y'all don't know that, don't shit. The Nets.
Hides the fears.
your banjo eyes. Tell me the world's not filled with lies, and I'll pretend I don't hear your sighs as we walk along and you hypnotize that part of me that hopes, that holds and dies. My